In November, the Environmental Protection Agency approved the use of an insecticide and fungicide that contain a single fluorinated compound, which the EPA says doesn't count as PFAS. But some environmental advocates and scientists say that goes against an international definition of the chemicals. Beth Neary with the Wisconsin Environmental Health Network says she doesn't trust the EPA to protect public health and the environment.
We know there's health effects and we know that there's costs. I think we need to be a little more cautious before we send something out into the environment.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said both received extensive study that found no human health risks. In comments to the EPA, the Wisconsin Soybean Association said one of the approved pesticides would be a, quote, convenient and effective tool to manage microscopic worms and fungal disease. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.